USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the United States, with more than 61,000 new cases reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. But the White House's chief health advisor says that the variants of the virus only play a part in that rise. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS's Face the Nation that a pullback of mitigation efforts also has a role.
The variants are playing a part, but it is not completely the variants. What we're likely seeing is because of things like spring break and pulling back on the mitigation methods that you've seen now. Several states have done that.
Fauci adds that the recent plateau of new cases is concerning because it mirrors a pattern that led to new surges of infections in several European countries over the last few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week, with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at a reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
As we get into the late spring and early summer, we're going to have a greater proportion of the population that will have been vaccinated. As you mentioned in the beginning of the piece, there are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Senate voted last week to extend the Paycheck Protection Program through the end of May, as thousands of small businesses are still looking for help to weather the pandemic. But House Subcommittee has also found evidence of mismanagement of the program that led to billions of dollars in fraud. The Justice Department announced last week that it had already charged 474 people with fraud schemes connected to the pandemic, and the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus says there may have been as much as $84 billion worth of fraudulent loans from the PPP. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy says that Congress tried to make it easy for businesses to get the help they needed, but the Illinois Democrat tells CBS News that additional resources will be needed to make sure those loans reach the businesses that truly need help and not fraudsters.
The PPP and the EIDL programs were set up to provide vital assistance to small business people. I was a small business person in the last Great Recession, and I had a hard time getting any assistance from banks and lending institutions, so we tried to make it different this time. Now, going forward, we have to root out the fraud, so we provided additional resources within the American Rescue Plan to allow inspectors general as well as the Department of Justice to criminally go after these fraudsters. And we need to put in controls to prevent this from happening again as well.
And the perfect season continues for Gonzaga as they advance to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament with an 83-65 win over Creighton. And Michigan is also onto the Elite Eight after outpacing Florida State 76-58. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.